patient named Christopher Buys, B-U-Y-S. Date of birth, 12/28 of 1983. The date of this will be from August 2 of 2021. This is another dictation for that patient encounter, period and paragraph. This particular note has to do with his involvement with a motor vehicle accident. Apparently on July 22nd of 21, this patient was hit from the rear end by another vehicle. At that point, EMS did not arrive, but he did transfer to the hospital later on, and x-rays were performed. There were no fractures that were identified at that time. He presents today with ongoing left-sided back pain and left leg pain. Once again, today's date is approximately 2 weeks after the original accident. He continues with that leg pain. He attributes his discomfort to the impact of that vehicle hitting the rear of his vehicle. Period in a paragraph. He does have some issues with his ability to walk. There is no abnormal gait, but the pain seems to grow as he is on his feet more and as he attempts to walk. He also has limitation in bending over, and which causes and elicits more back pain, which causes him difficulty to perform his normal activities of daily living, period, the paragraph. Once again, he is being seen here today for the first time. No other issues brought forth. He does complain of a left-sided pain on the rear of his leg, the posterior portion, radiating from the glute down the toward his calf muscle, somewhat indicative of sciatica. Period. New paragraph. Period. Vital signs: blood pressure 124/87, pulse 76, respiration 16, temperature 98.5, oxygenation 98%, current weight 254. Allergies: no known drug allergies. Current medication: none. Medical history: negative. Surgical history: he has had several procedures to the lumbar spine and also a spinal fusion. Period in a paragraph. On examination, the patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He doesn't seem to be in any distress. He is able to perform mild range of motion exercises in the upper extremity as well as the lower extremity without any grimacing, although he does verbalize some discomfort as he's moving that left leg. I have avoided any bending type of activities today. I don't want to give him any excessive distress. I would like to give him some medication today and probably send him for physical therapy for further evaluation, period, new paragraph. Continuing with the evaluation, HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lipidopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs, clear to auscultation. Abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender. Examination of the lower extremities, they are symmetrical. Once again, he does elicit some pain when he moves that left leg. In particular, he is not able to do a straight leg raise for me, period, new paragraph. Examination of the back, in particular the lower portion, there is no mass, there's no point tenderness, and it is symmetrical right versus left side of the posterior torso. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan: low back pain and left leg pain related to motor vehicle accident. Patient will be given Motrin 800 milligrams 3 times a day. Number 30, Medrol dose pack and Flexeril 10 milligrams BID times 7 days. Number 14, period, new paragraph. A patient will also be referred for physical therapy relating to the sciatica and low back pain. Period, new paragraph. We will follow back up with him in another month.